smaller festivals too across the country that are pretty easy to get into.
What's your topic about, Brandon, in your film?
I've got many of them. I don't. Too many topics, actually. Basically, just stuff with Kevin Smith does, just friends mingling and
you
know, fart jokes and crap like that. But
because you can always, enter in trauma dance because, you have a connection with me. You just got to let me know.
All right.
Because, you're talking to the Toxic Avenger. You might as well just, he should have been a movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Right on.
And then another question for you, Kevin. You do like the kind of like film admissions for the Wizard magazine. Are you ever going to be doing anything like that anymore?
Do what with it?
Like you used to do, like, I don't know if it was you. I knew you used to be a judge on one of them.
Oh, they ran a contest. I think it was last year where they ran a film contest where people submitted, like 10 minute or shorter films shot on either film or video. They ran a little contest, the winner of which they screened at the Wizard World, the big convention that they hold in Chicago, usually in late July, early August. And they asked me to judge last year. I don't think they're doing that again this year.
Oh.
But they should, because it was pretty popular. They got a bunch of submissions. And it was all good stuff. I mean, it's all first-timers, generally.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you for your call.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that frees the line at 1-866 system 01-866-797-8360. Let's go to Mike on line 4. Hi, Mike. You're on ground zero.
Hey.
Can you turn off your radio?
For Kevin.
Yeah, Mike, turn off your radio.
All right.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm a big fan.
Hey, thanks.
I've started a collection of all your videos, and I've noticed that in a lot of them you use the same characters. Like in Dogma, you have the guy that is the video store clerk.
Right.
And I was curious to find out if in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, if you're going to be using some of the same characters in that also.
I mean, you said
you were going to have Jason Lee in it.
Yeah, the flick is largely populated by people who've been in our other films. Dante and Randall, character-wise, Dante and Randall are back. Holden and Banky are back. Dante and Randall are in Clerks. Holden and Banky were in Chasing Amy. Mallrats, Brody, that character's back, as well as Trish, Alyssa from Chasing Amy, Dan Sellenbob from All the Flicks.
Yeah.
And in terms of actors we've worked with before who aren't returning as the same characters, Matt Damon's coming back, Chris Rock is coming back, Alanis Morissette's coming back, Shannon Doherty's coming back. It's a real kind of high school reunion type picture.
Nice. And one more question was,
did you forget your question?
I did.
Oh, man. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Freeze up a line at 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. And we're going to go to line one right now. Hi, Joe. You're on ground zero. Go ahead.
This is Kevin.
Yeah, hi.
Kevin, baby.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to know if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con again.
I will. I am going to go to San Diego this year. I'm not going to set up the booth like we have the past few years. I'm just going to go for a couple days and maybe sign at the DC booth, and we have a panel on, I believe, the Friday.
So you can do the question and answer thing again?
Pardon?
Remember you did the...
we're going to do the panel again. This time it's 3 hours in one of the big rooms, and that's on the Friday. The Comic-Con's from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Are you going to show anything? Last time you showed one of the Clerks cartoons.
Yeah, we showed episode 6 last year. Because that episode opened at the San Diego Comic-Con.
All right.
Are you asking if he's going to show anything this year?
Yeah, any plans to show anything?
Yeah, I'm going to be showing some Jay and Silent Bob stuff.
All right.
New movie.
So,
hey, nice talking to you.
Hey, nice talking to you, man.
Hope to see you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. Asking questions tonight of Kevin Smith, our special guest here on Ground Zero tonight. Very happy to have him on the program. You were talking about having a sort of a family reunion with Jay and Silent Bob. One of the people that I thought was, is quite intriguing, of course, is Alanis Morissette. How was it working with Alanis?
Oh, it was wonderful. She's a really great person. Just a really wonderful old soul.
There's something captivating about her. I swear. I mean, I'm not a fan of her music as much as I am as just a fan of just watching her.
she's got fantastic energy, and I never use her words around like energy, but she really does. She kind of very spiritual person, very ethereal, and just incredibly down to earth, but not of it at the same time.
Yeah,
she's a very unique person.
It definitely comes across, and I'm glad you chose her to play God over Holly Hunter. I think that was really good.
Yeah, it kind of worked out for us.
It did. We'll be back with Kevin Smith right here on Ground Zero. 1-866-System-0. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a bit with more. Keep it here.
You are listening to Ground Zero. Mind control from the information underground.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
News Radio 750 KXL, I'm Charlie Maxton. A Norwegian cruise line ship was forced to make an early return to Seattle after a sudden turn shattered glass and injured some passengers. Susan Darm was one of the 2,000 passengers on board the Norwegian Sky.
It was just horrific. It was so surreal. I just couldn't believe this was happening. I thought we were going completely over.
The cruise line says the abrupt movement was caused by a disengaged autopilot. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating. A Clark County boy is being honored for raising money for cancer research. News Radio 750 KXL Steve Leader has more.
My mom was a really caring person, really energetic and kind all the time, and she is the reason that we've been raising money for the last 2.5 years for cancer research.
16-year-old Cameron Berg and his brother have raised over $300,000, much of that with their band, Mindframe. Berg wrote this song for his mother, Carol House, who died of breast cancer in 1999. The song's called I'm Okay.
I look out through the window, I look out through the grave, I call out your name, I call it out, and I hear you say, I hear you say, I'm okay.
She always taught us to help people and do anything we can to help the world and make it a better place, so this is what we're doing for her.
Bird is confident of raising $1 million for cancer research. Steve Leader, News Radio 750 KXL.
750 KXL traffic and weather together looks pretty good on the Portland roads right now. Your 750 KXL forecast, a clear sky tonight getting down to about 45 degrees. Sunny and warm on Monday with highs near 85. Monday night, clear sky, low of 52. Right now it's clear, 70 degrees in Portland. I'm Charlie Maxton, News Radio 750 KXL.
The Portland Fire's opening night game is May 31st at the Rose Garden, and it's going to be huge.
Can something actually be too much fun? Because there's going to be something for everyone.
For starters, you'll get your first look at the Fire's big-time draft pick, Jackie Stiles.
And what a pick it was. If you haven't heard by now, this gal can score.
Now that's an understatement. Jackie Stiles is the NCAA's all-time scoring leader.
Enough about the players scoring. How can the fans score some fun?
There's Spot the Mascot, and every fan gets a free noisemaker. It's going to be a blast. Guaranteed. If you don't have a blast on opening night, turn in your ticket stub immediately following the game at the Rose Quarter Ticket Office, and you'll get your money's worth of free tickets to a Fire game of your choice while supplies last. Thursday, May 31st is opening night. Call 1-877-WNBA-TIX. For tickets starting as low as $5, visit firebasketball.com or visit the Rose Quarter Ticket Office or any Ticketmaster outlet, or call 1-877-WNBA-TIX.
Fire Basketball, it's a blast! Guaranteed!
What's better than buying a Hewlett-Packard digital camera and photo printer? Buying them now at Office Depot and saving $100 off our guaranteed low prices. Come to Office Depot and save $100 instantly when you buy any HP digital camera and HP photo printer now through June 30th. Plus, register to win a $10,000 shopping spree and golf getaway, sponsored by Hewlett-Packard and Office Depot. See store for details.
I can save you $300 on your electric bill. Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound hotel vacuum is so efficient that over its anticipated life, you can save about $300 on your electric bill compared to all those heavy vacs. $300 savings make Orrick one of the best buys in America. I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Your carpets will look like new, and your electric meter will barely budge.
Right now, the Oregon History Center has one of the most stunning exhibits of American Indian art on display. The Keeping the Spirit Alive exhibit is a powerful, content-rich exhibition of more than 90 rare objects from the Pamplin collection, spanning more than 200 years. These objects capture the color, drama, and excitement of American Indian culture. The exhibit is made even more powerful by photographs and stories. Experience Keeping the Spirit Alive. Visit the Oregon History Center, open Tuesday through Sunday. The Oregon Historical Society, preserving the past, inspiring the future.
After you find the right home, you have to find the right mortgage. Listen to the Mortgage Rate Update every Friday morning at 7:55, brought to you by Mortgage Market, Portland's full-service mortgage company that delivers low rates, low costs, with fast turnaround. Friday morning at 7:55, you get the full story about current mortgage rates when you listen to the Mortgage Rate Update brought to you by Mortgage Market. Remember, when it comes to home loans, it doesn't get any easier.
Now, more Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on News Radio 750 KXL. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
That's what this is about. We're going to make some money.
How many times have I told you not to be dealing in front of the store?
I'm not dealing. What are you talking about?
I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. My guest is Kevin Smith. Tonight we're talking about the Green Arrow comic book series. We're talking about Clerks, the movie. We're talking about Clerks, the animated series. We're talking about Dogma. We're talking about everything that he's involved with. And we're taking your calls tonight at 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. And let's now go to Michael. Hi, Michael. You're on Ground Zero with Kevin Smith. Go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, good. How are you?
Big fan. Loved your trailer. I was crazy about that. I was happy to see that on the net.
Thanks. Yeah, it was kind of cool. I guess it was last week we put up the show.
Yeah, Thursday. It jammed up the systems. I had a cable modem, and it still took a while to get through.
You calling from Savannah, Georgia?
It helps to have the high-speed stuff. If people want to check that out, it's at, I think we have it up at BOSQ.com, but it's also up at a site we have called MoviePoopShoot.com.
And we also linked it to the Ground Zero site as well.
Tremendous. Good.
So you can see it.
Not very far at all.
Yeah, we've
and
got
also newsaskew.com.
What's that?
Newsaskew.com.
Yeah. Newsaskew, phenomenal.
Your daily news for Kevin Smith.
you know all about it, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, man. I go there every day.
So you're calling from Savannah tonight?
Yes, sir.
How's it in Savannah?
Pretty warm.
Oh, that's nice.
It's starting to summer.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Kevin, I love that Clerk series. Got the DVD the day it came out.
Awesome.
I heard rumors of MTV maybe picking it up.
I heard the same rumors.
Somebody's going to figure it out. Any truth to that, or have they got in touch with you?
Somebody's been talking to us about bringing it back. First airing the original six that are out on video, and then proceeding with new episodes. So I was kind of happy about that.
Real cool. Are you going to ever get back to doing Daredevil?
I think so. I mean, Joe Quesada, who drew the story arc that I wrote, and now he's the editor-in-chief over at Marvel, he's constantly asking about getting back to Daredevil, and I'd like to. It's just a matter of finding the time to do it. But sooner or later, I imagine we'll revisit it. There's another project I'm probably going to do at Marvel next year. It's not going to be Daredevil, but Daredevil will be shortly after that.
Are you going to jump in on the Spider-Man Tangled Web?
No, I'm not going to do that. Spider-Man... I'm going to leave that to the people that do Spider-Man right now.
Well, right now they got the short. Garth Ennis is doing a three-part series.
Yeah, so he did The Thousand, the storyline The Thousand. I just read the first part.
Yeah.
Which I like.
If they go and do the Daredevil movie, any chance that they might get you to write the script?
No. Who is it? Mark Steven Johnson, who's directing it, has been banging out a script, and I understand he's doing quite a good job with it. So they certainly don't need my help over there.
How's it look with Fletch One? Any chance of when you're going to start shooting on that?
I think once we close down on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, once we're locked and all the marketing is proceeding forward, I'm going to start concentrating on Fletch One.
And please tell me you got Jason Lee for Fletch.
That's what I'm gunning for. That's what I want to do it with. Hopefully Miramax agrees.
All right, man. Well, love your stuff. Keep putting it out, and I'll keep buying it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for calling all the way from Savannah tonight.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. And then let's go to Kevin. Kevin calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Kevin. You're on Ground Zero with Kevin Smith.
Kevin, this is Kevin.
Hey, what a stupid name. How are you?
That's a great name, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. It served me well.
My question is, what's your advice for struggling independent filmmakers?
Quit struggling. Get acquired. You know, get that movie picked up so you don't have to struggle anymore.
Right,
I don't know. I haven't been an indie filmmaker since 94. Well, since 94. 94, Miramax picked up Clerks, and I never had to put another dollar into another movie, thank God, because it's pricey. I wish I had the perfect response, because then I could put it in a book and sell the secret.
Right.
But I don't think there really is a secret. It has a lot to do with luck and timing. It has very little to do with talent, which is a huge testament to why I'm in the film industry at all. But it has more to do with luck and timing, saying the right thing at the right time that people want to hear, largely an audience wants to hear.
Right. How do you avoid crooked distributors?
You can't. They're everywhere. Every distributor is crooked in one way or another. It's just how much you can tolerate or how much you can stand or how do you learn to deal with that or work around it or work with it. But, there's not an avenue in this business that doesn't have a bit of the devil in it.
So, yeah, sounds like you've ran into your share of pretty much everyone. 99% of the people down here want to screw you if they can.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business, right? That's what most people tend to forget. It's called show business. And most of the people involved, at least on the executive end, are in it to make cash. Very few people are in it to make powerful statements or in it to communicate to the masses. They just kind of want to turn profits.
Or to make good
large
movies. As last year proved.
Yeah.
Really poor movies last year. Why do you think movies are, I guess, by and large last year, why do you think they were so poor?
I don't know. I don't know that they necessarily were. I thought there were some really good and interesting flicks out last year. I think every year there are going to be a crop of flicks that people say, oh, they're terrible. Or people feel that every year movies get worse or something like that. I don't know. I tend not to dwell on how bad movies are because there's always something out there that takes me by surprise or something that wows me. I mean, I always kind of stand in awe of even bad flicks just because they usually have some kernel of goodness in them or some aspect of them that I never would have thought to do myself.
Right, but I think that a lot of people are getting irritated by the what they call the Hollywood ending, where it's movie by committee, it's movie by consensus, and like I said in the beginning, it wasn't just lip service and love fest with you, Kevin. I mean, your films are from the heart, and that's why they're good.
Thanks.
There have been a lot of films, and I know that you can probably tell there are a lot of films that, you know, they could have ended a certain way or they could have been a certain way, but we had to make everybody happy at the end of the film.
Right.
I think one of the best films that have come out this year so far is Memento.
Uh-huh.
I went and saw Memento, and I was blown away by that film. And the reason why that film was not, from what I understand, wasn't in wide release was because a lot of Hollywood executives were thinking, well, people won't be able to follow that film. They think the audience is too stupid to follow that film.
And yet here it's doing well. It's made over $10 million, and it landed a spot in the top 10 movies for the week.
Sure.
For the last 2 weeks running. So nobody, you know, as Bill Goldman once said in his book, nobody knows nothing, or nobody knows anything. I forget what his adage was. But there's no exact science to the business. There's a very close exact science that studios seem to follow, which is, like, make it as mainstream as possible, make it appeal to as many people as possible, throw it out on as many screens as possible, market it to high heavens with as much money as possible, and then, you know, reap the whirlwind benefits. But I think audiences kind of get the movies they deserve, and if people don't want to see bad movies, if they feel they're seeing a lot of bad movies, vote with your feet, man. Vote with your pocketbook. Don't go.
Right.
You know,
I think the independent films last year were 10 times better than any studio film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not making that much money. You know, it's like not enough people go to them, not enough people check them out.
Well, I think it has to do with too. You know, a lot of people aren't aware. You know, they get bombarded with all of these films that major studios want you to make sure that you pay attention to. But
right.
Movies like, for example, Requiem for a Dream that was released.
Right.
I went and saw that film, and I love that movie. And when I say Requiem for a Dream, people go, "What?"
Yeah, that movie had an uphill battle because it was unrated. The Artisan chose to put that out unrated because the ratings board was going to give it an NC-17, so rather than go that route, they just decided to make no cuts and put it out unrated. And the problem is you can't advertise in certain newspapers, you can't throw a commercial up on TV if you're NC-17 or sometimes if you're unrated, so it kind of prohibits you from reaching as many people as you can. But also, I mean, that's a movie that's not going to appeal to the masses anyway, so a movie that, as incredibly well done as it is, it's rather depressing. They don't want to patronize it. Most people just want to go to the movies and be entertained for 90 minutes to 2 hours.
I think a lot of times, too, when films deal with the truth, when films try to get the truth out there, I think that people tend to shy away from them a lot of the time.
Oh, absolutely. We live in America. We want nothing to do with the truth in no walk of our lives, particularly when we go to the movies.
Speaking of one movie that spoke the truth, I felt, was Dogma. And, you know, and that was one of those movies that got into the nerves of certain people.
Yeah, that really got under the skin of a bunch of people who never bothered to see it.
Yeah,
I know, and the moment the movie came out, the same people that were making a big stink about it shut up.
Sure.
The problem with the movie was it was so easy to attack by the group, in one group particularly, the Catholic League, because they could kind of throw out their version of what that movie was before anyone saw it. Then the moment people started seeing the movie, the moment it played at theaters, nobody could really make the claims about it. The Catholic League certainly couldn't make the claims about it they were making anymore because people could judge for themselves that it wasn't a sacrilegious movie. Now, of course, it's going to be sacrilegious to somebody, to a certain section, cross-section of a Christian audience, because some people don't even like to hear you say Jesus Christ, you know, as an expletive.
Right.
But it wasn't the attack on the church that the Catholic League made it out to be.
Well, they did the same thing to The Cell, I believe, because they were saying that the imagery was also Catholic. And there was a time where I was...
The Catholic League is going after the Go-Go's right now.
Why is that?
Go-Go's put out an album called God Bless the Go-Go's, and one version of the album, the cover, has them depicted as kind of looking like Mary. They're kind of drawn like Mary, the Blessed Virgin. In these kind of beatific poses. And the Catholic League has gone after it, saying it's sacrilegious. After the Go-Go's. You know, the band hasn't had an album in 15 years, I believe. And they put an album out, and the Catholic League's going after them for something as innocuous as, oh, they've done themselves up to look like the Virgin Mary.
Didn't you protest Dogma yourself?
I did. I actually went to one of the protests. When the movie came out in our neighborhood, when we where we live in Jersey, I'd read in the paper that there was going to be a 500-person protest.
Right.
The local Knights of Columbus were sponsoring a protest. And I really wanted to see what that looked like. So for me and my wife Jen and my friend Brian Johnson made some signs. You know, it said Dogma is dog, S,
yeah.
S-H-I. And to hell with Dogma. And really put our time into the signs with like nice marker glue and sparkle work.
My uncle
and went
Mike
down
in
the
Philadelphia,
and it wasn't a 500-person rally. You know, it was basically 15 people standing around saying the rosary, and we just blended in and prayed along with them.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to glean what their thinking of the movie was, and there was no thinking of the movie whatsoever.
They just made up these little things saying they depict Christ in such a bad way, the buddy Christ.
They just believed what they were told by the Catholic League. And the poor turnout was kind of disappointing because, I mean, I was expecting 500 people and there were 15. And me and my friends made up three of that 15. So when we were there, there was a local news crew that actually popped by and was going to do a story because I guess they were expecting 500 people to show up. And, of course, they weren't. They were 15. But the woman who was, doing the news report, she... they were taping some B-roll of us all standing there praying the rosary. And then she kind of focused on me, and then she looked at the paperwork she had in her hand and then looked back at me, and she came up to me, and she was like, "Are you him?" And I said, "No, he's him." And I was pointing to the cross that they'd brought with them.
Right.
And they were like, no, are you a filmmaker? And I said, no, but I get that a lot. And she said, do you mind if we ask you a few questions? I said, yeah, sure. And she said, have you seen the movie? I said, no, I don't intend to see the movie. And she said, are you familiar with the director's other work? I said, I saw Clerks, which I like, but I ain't going to see this movie. And she said, why? I said, because it's a sacrilege. And she said, how do you know that? I was like, well, that's what I was told. And then she said, are you sure you're not him? I said, no, God, no, no. You know, but I wish I had a dime for every time somebody said that. And she actually, it wound up on the news that night, the local news. And I gave my name as Brian Johnson, which was my friend's name. So I got to watch myself protesting the movie on TV.
That's fantastic. Fun. Do you have that on video, I take it?
You know, I do.
Oh, that's good. That's just great. Kevin, thank you for calling the program tonight.
You bet.
Take care and bye-bye. And that frees up a line at 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. My guest, Kevin Smith, tonight on Ground Zero, taking your questions about The Green Arrow and also about the films Dogma, Chasing Amy, Clerks, Mallrats, and also Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, coming to theaters August 24th. We'll be back with more Keep It Here on Ground Zero.
It's hard to get ahead when something is afoot. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
All across America, there's a new outdoor cuisine. Hot dog-flavored portobello mushrooms, chicken-flavored tuna, and the ever-popular marshmallow shrimp. Bottom line, whatever you barbecued last time lingers on. Avoid this with Easy-Arc. The grease-cutting formula that cleans ovens also dissolves all that old stuff on your grill and easily wipes clean so you can serve this. Steak-flavored steak. Easy-Arc. Grill on. Hit it, girls.
Easy-Arc makes grill clean and easier.
Did Dan tell you? He quit.
Nicoderm CQ.
Last time he tried, cold turkey.
The thing I like about that, you give up all your cigarettes at once. The thing I didn't like, it didn't work.
By day two, he was smoking again.
So mid-course correction, CQ. I get a high level of nicotine, stay on top of the cravings, and step down gradually. 3 steps forward, no steps back. That's my plan.
Nicoderm CQ. So you can give up all your cigarettes at once. Use as directed. Individual results vary. Support program can improve success.
Hi, my family needs some allergy medicine.
Aisle 3.
They've got, you know, itchy eyes, they're sneezing.
Yeah, they've got a whole shelf full of stuff.
And they've got this itchy cough.
Yeah, well, that's different. You're going to want Robitussin Allergy and Cough.
Is it new?
Brand new. Robitussin Allergy and Cough takes care of their allergy symptoms and their allergic coughs, so it's a more complete allergy medicine.
Well, that's what I want.
Well, that's what you'll get as soon as you get over to aisle 3.
New Robitussin Allergy and Cough. From the brand recommended by doctors, pharmacists, and Dr. Mom. Use as directed.
The sun is shining. I'm surrounded by flowers. The earth smells great. I love watering my garden. That's why I'm a fan of the Miracle-Gro Garden Feeder. It lets me feed my plants while I'm watering, through the roots and the leaves. All I do is drop in a packet of Miracle-Gro plant food, hook up my hose, and in 12 minutes, my whole garden's fed. Then it's on to another thing I love, watching people look and go, wow.
The Miracle-Gro Garden Feeder, just a few minutes every other week, makes miracles. Why not start this weekend?
We're here with Winston Cup champion Bobby Labonte for the All Eagles All Wrangler Sale at Goodyear, right, Bobby?
Yep.
Plus, you get $50 fast credit when you buy 4 selected tires on your Goodyear card, right, Bobby?
You betcha.
Oh, he's hot today, and so is Goodyear. All Eagles All Wranglers on sale and $50 fast credit all through June 2nd. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details on the retailer nearest you. Tell him, Bobby.
Just call 1-800-GOODYEAR. They know what's up.
Straight to the point. Ooh, I like that.
Here's news. Used car ads don't always tell the truth. Guess the owner figures who'd respond to for sale, rebuilt junker with hidden fire damage, and 2 odometer rollbacks. Who'd buy that? Well, one thing's for sure, it won't be you. As long as you get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com, they'll give you the real history of any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Don't buy a used car without Carfax.
Ground Zero. Portland is ready. We have what it takes. Passionate sports fans. A world-class facility. Community support. Portland is definitely ready. You can bring NHL hockey to Brooklyn by calling 203-866-NHL2PDX or going to NHL2PDX.com. Act now for priority seating and register your support for the Portland Sports Authority's NHL to Portland campaign. Brochures available at Fred Meyer. NHL to Portland. Make it happen.
He's back. Northwest Children's Theater proudly presents the return of their successful 1996 production of The Hobbit, filled with enough action and adventure to delight all ages. Bilbo Baggins and his band of 13 dwarves go forth on a quest through Middle-earth, where enchanted elves, fierce goblins, giant spiders, and a magnificent dragon try to thwart their search for an ancient treasure. The Hobbit runs from May 4th through May 27th at the Northwest Neighborhood Cultural Center. For tickets and information, call 503-222-4480 or Safeway Fast Ticks.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
More fun than a barrel of radioactive monkeys. Ground Zero.
1-866-System-0, the number to call. 1-866-797-8360. As Kevin Smith, my guest on Ground Zero, answers your questions about everything that's going on, projects he's involved with. Let's go to Alan now. Hi, Alan. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi. How you doing, Clyde?
Doing good.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Congratulations on being on one of the most awesome radio programs that's ever existed.
It was a good show.
Thank you, Alan.
I wanted to congratulate you on the great movies that you've made, and also your willingness to talk about your experience in making shows. I mean, I've seen you all over the places like the Independent Film Channel and even on National Public Radio and doing the commentaries, and they've all been terrific. How do you find time to do everything you do?
It's not that difficult. It's just a matter of kind of putting a little time aside to do a little self-promotion. Most of the stuff we've been involved with isn't necessarily or decidedly mainstream, so it always helps to kind of go out and publicize anywhere that anybody wants to listen to you. So I always make time for that.
Well, I'm impressed with your humility at just being able to manage it, what's got to be a hectic schedule. And I'm impressed also that you seem to be experiencing a lot of pop culture. And I'm wondering what kind of other comics you're enjoying now, and maybe what kind of movies you've seen lately, or if TV's worth having, or if it should be tossed in the garbage, or, you know, just what kind of other pop culture things are you digging these days?
Oh, TV will always be worth having as long as The Simpsons are on.
I'm actually watching The Simpsons without any sound on in front of me, so I totally agree with that.
I think people watch The Simpsons or The X-Files while they're listening to this program. Somehow, it all kind of synchronizes a bit, you know, and Sopranos, too.
Sopranos as well. Tonight's the season ender. Hasn't aired where I am yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. See, and so it's a matter of, taking your pick between Ground Zero, The Sopranos, Futurama, if you want to watch Futurama. I know a lot of people that do that, too. They watch Futurama and listen to my show. So I'm pretty proud that I share the time slot with all these great, fine programs.
Well, of course, everybody that's calling in, they made a choice to hang with you guys tonight.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's always good.
Thank God for the VCR.
How's your relationship with DC?
It's pretty good. I mean, I deal primarily with Bob Schreck, who's my editor on Green Arrow, and he was my editor when I was over at Oni Press.
Cool.
So it's good. I mean, Bob and I get along incredibly well, and I think he's a really strong editor. And he keeps me on a schedule of some sort, which is always good, because left to my own devices, I know I'd probably fall behind. But largely it's good. He's about the only person I talk to over there, though.
Is he the reason you're working with DC?
I definitely wanted to work on Green Arrow, and I've been wanting to do that for a couple of years before we actually got around to it, but he was definitely the guy that kind of cracked the whip and got me to finally concentrate on Green Arrow scripts, because for a while I was tied up with a bunch of other stuff.
Well, he worked with you over at, or maybe he wasn't there at the time, at Oni Press?
He was there, yeah, he started Oni, so he was the guy that brought me into Oni, so all the Clerks and Jay and Silent Bob stuff I did for him. A very good guy, a hell of an editor.
I know Schreck. I actually have, oddly enough, we've never had the opportunity to meet, but I have a comic book store here in Salt Lake City where I'm calling from.
Uh-huh.
And you delighted us by gracing us with your presence.
Oh,
briefly.
Was, is that the one where Mimi was?
Exactly.
I was there when I was judging one of the judges up at the Sundance Film Festival last year.
We got to take a break, but we'll be right back with more of Kevin Smith. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
This is the future. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
Hi, this is Rich Carr from the Wired Northwest, inviting you to a special event on Monday, May 21st at 10 a.m. KXL.com will be the site for a live web presentation by Judith McGee of McGee Financial Strategies. This is an incredible opportunity to be part of an interactive web conference where you'll learn about the benefits of the 529 College Fund, as well as other helpful financial ideas from one of the area's premier experts. Space is limited, so go to the KXL.com homepage and click on the Placeware Pavilion banner to register today.
You can.
The Army National Guard is service.
The country and community.
A commitment to American values.
You know, the best in yourself.
It's about being there.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. www.1800GOGUARD.com.
In Army National Guard.
You care.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Portland School Board takes up the issue of military recruiting on campus. The story after CBS News.
News Radio 750 KXL. Portland, Vancouver, Salem. Your news, traffic, and weather stations.
I'm Bill Vitka. Faith in faith. That was the message George Bush brought to Notre Dame, calling for faith-based programs to lead an assault on poverty. Critics worry that the war on poverty will be a war on the separation of church and state. More in South Bend from CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
At one of the nation's leading Catholic universities, the president pressed his case to provide federal funding to social programs run by religious groups.
Government should never fund the teaching of faith, but it should support the good works of the faithful.
At the same time, Mr. Bush urged corporate America to adopt the same approach with more charitable giving that does not exclude faith-based programs. He said the war on poverty begun by President Lyndon Johnson is far from over, and he challenged individual Americans to serve a neighbor in need. Mark Noller, CBS News, for the president at Notre Dame.
Mr. Bush is now in New Haven for his second commencement address as president at his alma mater, Yale, tomorrow. Some 20,000 people were without power in Colorado after a fast-moving storm brought wind, rain, and snow. Crews have got about half of them back online. Planes bound for Denver were ordered not to take off. Flights are now coming and going, but there were delays, other planes diverted. Downtown Denver saw temperatures plunge from the mid-70s to 37 degrees, all within an hour. It was anything but a vacation on a cruise ship that listed sharply, injuring passengers and shattering glass as it did. The jolt suffered by the Norwegian Sky between Washington's Olympic Peninsula and Vancouver Island was blamed on an autopilot failure. Tom Hake of CBS affiliate KIRO reports.
I thought we were going completely over.
The 850-foot-long Norwegian Sky made a sudden, severe turn on its final leg of a cruise to Alaska that started 1 week ago. Susan Darm of Yamhill, Oregon, has a broken ankle.
It was the most horrifying experience of my life. It was Titanic.
At least 16 of the 2,000 passengers were injured. Some refused to reboard after a stop in Victoria, British Columbia. Several passengers insist their first cruise will be their last. Tim Hake for CBS News, Seattle.
Japan's Matsushita and Hitachi reportedly have agreed to form an alliance in consumer electronics. It had merged brand names like Matsushita's Panasonic and Panasonic, that is, and techniques with Hitachi's skills in semiconductor technology. They'll work together on next-generation digital TV. If you suffer asthma, you may not be getting the treatment you need. A Johns Hopkins study finds doctors are not conducting periodic reevaluations of the severity of the disease, meaning patients are not getting proper care. Dr. Linda Wolfenden worked on the study.
I think this highlights the need for physicians to be reminded to continually reassess their patients' severity and to adjust their asthma treatment based on their symptoms.
To be properly treated, patients have to be examined.